for over 30 years, supplemented my income by teaching piano lessons. During those years, I found that children have many levels of musical ability, and even though I've never had the pleasure of having a prodigy, I've taught some very talented students. However, I've also had my share of what I call musically challenged pupils. One being Robbie. Robbie was 11 years old when his mother, a single mom, dropped him off for his first piano lesson. I prefer that students, especially boys, begin at an earlier age, which I explained to Robbie. But Robbie said that it had always been his mother's dream to hear him play the piano. So I took him as a student. Well, Robbie began his piano lessons, and from the beginning, I thought it was hopeless. As much as Robbie tried, he lacked the basic skills needed to excel. But he dutifully reviewed his scales and some elementary piano pieces that I require all my students to learn. Over the months, he tried and tried while I listened and cringed and tried to encourage him. At the end of each weekly lesson, he would always say, "My mom's going to hear me play someday." But to me, it just seemed hopeless. He didn't have any inborn ability. I only knew his mother from a distance as she dropped Robbie off or waited in her aged car to pick him up. She always waved and smiled, but never dropped in. Then one day, Robbie stopped coming for his lessons. I thought about calling him, but assumed that because of his lack of ability, he had decided to pursue something else. I was also glad that he had stopped coming. He was a bad advertisement for my teaching. Several weeks later, I mailed a recital flyer to the students' homes. To my surprise, Robbie, who had received a flyer, called and asked me if he could be in the recital. I told him that the recital was for current pupils and that because he had dropped out, he really didn't qualify. He told me that his mother had been sick and unable to take him to his piano lessons, but that he had been practicing. "Please, Miss Honor, I've just got to play," he insisted. I don't know what led me to allow him to play in the recital. Maybe it was his insistence or something inside of me saying that it would be all right. I put Robbie last in the program. Just before I was to come up and thank all the students and play a finishing piece, I thought that any damage he might do would come at the end of the program, and I could always salvage his poor performance through my curtain closer. Well, the recital went off without a hitch. The students had been practicing, and it showed. Then Robbie came up on the stage. His clothes were wrinkled, and his hair looked as though he had run an egg beater through it. Why didn't his mother at least make him comb his hair for this special night? Robbie pulled out the piano bench, and I was surprised when he had announced that he had chosen to play Mozart's Concerto No. 21 in C major. I wasn't prepared for what I heard next. His fingers were light on the keys. They even danced nimbly on the ivories. He went from pianissimo to fortissimo. His suspended chords that Mozart demands were magnificent. Never had I heard Mozart played so well by anyone his age. After 6.5 minutes, he ended in a grand crescendo, and everyone was on their feet in wild applause. Overcome and in tears, I ran up on stage and put my arms around Robbie in joy. "I have never heard you play like that, Robbie. How did you do it?" Through the microphone, Robbie explained. "Well, Miss Honor, I remember I told you that my mom was sick. Well, she actually had cancer and passed away this morning. And, well, she was born deaf. So tonight was the first time she had ever heard me play, and I wanted to make it special." There wasn't a dry eye in the house that evening as the people from social services led Robbie from the stage to be placed into foster care. I noticed that even in their eyes, they were red and puffy. I thought to myself then how much richer my life had been for taking Robbie as my student. No, I have never had a prodigy, but that night I became a prodigy of Robbie. He was the teacher, and I was the pupil, for he had taught me the meaning of perseverance, love, believing, maybe even taking a chance on someone when you just didn't know why.